I can't seem to cook for one. I always seem to come undone. It's so hard to fall asleep. I'm trying to shake it, but I can't. You're miles and miles and miles away. I can't wait another day to have you back here in my arms. Time and space won't tear us apart. Been waiting, staring.
That was Miles Away by Postscript, an indie folk duo from Edmonton who've previously won the Edmonton Music Award for Alternative Recording of the Year and are currently up for Best Folk Roots Recording at the upcoming Edmonton Music Awards. I spoke with Paul Cornoyer and Steph Blay over Skype. Paul and Steph, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical histories. Did you grow up in musical families?
I had a bit of music going around the house. My dad sang and so did my grandfather and stuff. So that was the initial influence, but it wasn't an ever-present thing, but it was definitely part of my life. Steph?
Yeah. And for me, I came from a pretty musical family as well. My whole family, they're all part of different choirs growing up. I was a part of a choir as well growing up. But as for playing like an actual instrument, there's actually no one really in the family that plays an instrument except for my brothers. They were kind of like a big influence for me. They picked up the bass, guitar, and drums, and I was kind of left out just to sing, and I wanted to really pick up an instrument. So I finally had the courage to pick up my brother's guitar and started teaching myself how to play.
Do either or both of you remember what the very first record you ever bought for yourself was?
I think mine was a Queen Greatest Hits cassette, actually, or Good Charlotte, maybe.
Those are impressive choices. I usually hear much more embarrassing things.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think. I think the first, well, I remember like the first show I went to, and I remember like my mom getting us a CD, but it was Nelly Furtado. She was touring her Folklore record. And that was really fun. That was like my first concert I've ever went to. So that was kind of like something that definitely impressed me quite a bit.
Which came first for the two of you, your romantic collaboration or your musical one?
Romantic, actually. We started seeing each other about 8 years ago now. And we both kind of played our own music and wrote our own songs separately. And it was actually my brother, he was a pop singer, and he was throwing a show together and really wanted us to open the show together. And so we decided to kind of collaborate and kind of play on each other's songs and see how it goes. And it ended up going really well. And we wrote some new songs together as well that summer. And then we pretty much had enough money to record a small 3-song EP, Live Off the Floor. So that's kind of how everything kind of got started.
How do the two of you tend to approach your songwriting now? Does it remain very collaborative?
Yeah, it's super collaborative. I think we're both always writing and working on stuff, and we'll sort of, as we're working through material, say, oh, this would be a great song for Postscript, or maybe not. And if it is, then we'll sit down together and write it. And we also try to carve out some time to write together and, you know, start ideas from the start, because that also provides a different artistic perspective, and the results are often different too. So we try to switch it up and never fall into the same routine.
You write such evocative lyrics. Do you find that your lyrics tend to inspire your music, or is it more often the other way around?
Honestly, it kind of switches. Sometimes we have like a melody or some chords in mind beforehand, or sometimes there's like a line that you just kind of write down that you really like, and then you'll kind of build a melody kind of around that idea. But personally for me anyways, I know that it constantly changes. There's not really like a recipe to writing a song, unfortunately, but yeah, it's always fun. It's always fun to see what comes out, and it always comes out in different ways.
One thing we always try to do is to focus on saying it in the simplest and most honest way we can. And sometimes it feels oversimplified, but I think that's the one editing approach we've tried to take to all our songs, to make sure it's really clear and heartfelt, or at least honest. So,
yeah, that really shines through. You released your debut record, If Not For You, in 2015, and your most recent EP, The Light I Can't Block Out, just a few months ago. How do you feel your sounds evolved with your newer music?
It's definitely changed. I listened to the first record a few weeks ago, actually, and it had a lot more touches of country and folk. And this record, I think we veered a little more rock or alternative. We've also widened our palette of music that we appreciate, and I think that's reflected in this EP.
Is there a theme to the songs in this collection?
I think that we did write a lot about loss. I think that's something that we do write about quite often, but also being apart. Paul was gone for a little while playing music elsewhere, and when I was home by myself, I ended up writing a lot of ideas for that EP that we just released. So it kind of was like a little bit of a snapshot through maybe about a year and a half ago, and what we were going through as like individuals, but also as a couple. But we also really love to write about people who are surrounding us too and their stories. But most of the time, I feel like when we're writing, we usually write about something that is kind of hard to explain in any other conversation. So it's kind of a nice little outlet to be able to write about it and then share that.
Your song Dead Flowers is currently nominated for the Edmonton Music Award for Best Folk Roots Recording of the Year. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And you have a great live video up for it on YouTube as well. What was the inspiration for that song?
Well, actually, I'm not sure if you listened to the first record, If Not For You, but there's a song called it's called Dear Marie on that record. And it's a song I wrote for my grandmother I never had the chance to meet. And I actually had the opportunity to read her journal and to kind of get to know her through her writing. And so I wrote the song Dear Marie for my grandfather, and it was kind of in his perspective. And then I kind of wanted to write a song on the second EP to kind of switch the perspective and to write a song about my grandmother's perspective and kind of calling my grandfather towards her. So that was a song that kind of came out definitely in a dark way I thought ever thought would actually happen. But I'm really happy with the results. But it's a, yeah, just kind of a song that is, I'm kind of imagining my grandmother kind of calling my grandfather and telling him it's okay that to kind of let go. So it's definitely more of a darker song.
But one that's very relatable.
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone goes through a loss and they find it hard to kind of continue without them. And my grandfather, he's been by himself for, I think, about 40, 45 years now. And I can definitely see that in him. So I thought I'd write a song about it.
As if we were still